Concours Écricom 2015, épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 25. France's blah blah car gains traction. A growing number of people across France rely on ride sharing to travel long distances. Driving the change is a homegrown startup called Blah Blah Car that is challenging state-run railway monopoly SNCF by creating an alternative transport network out of empty car seats. BlaBlaCar has begun to pick up speed, tapping into growing interest among consumers and investors in what Silicon Valley calls the sharing economy. The company has expanded beyond France's borders, recruiting 10 million members in 13 countries who have access to a fleet of more than 1 million cars to travel across Europe. Last summer, it raised $100 million from European and US venture capital firms, including Index Ventures and Accel Partners, one of the largest venture investments in a French startup. BlaBlaCar's ascent has come partly on the back of a deteriorating public transport system across the continent. Europe's prolonged economic stagnation is depriving many governments of the ability to maintain, let alone broaden, transport networks. France's National Audit Office has urged the SNCF to stop building new high-speed tracks because many existing lines generate losses. Germany, known for its superfast trains, is struggling with aging fleets and tracks. BlaBlaCar's business model responds to the flaws in train travel, high prices and bad service. The fast growth comes with new dangers, as other sharing companies, including Airbnb, run into conflict with regulators and incumbent businesses like taxis and hotels. Long-distance travel is not as strictly regulated as inner-city traffic, said Christian Fries, an analyst with Roland Berger Strategy Consultants. But some companies could eventually face problems from tax authorities if an increasing number of drivers start making money by taking passengers. Frederic Mazzella got the idea for BlaBlaCar after struggling one Christmas to travel back to his parents' home in western France. All the trains leaving from Paris were fully booked. He eventually managed to share a ride with his sister and got home just in time, but the incident planted a seed. In 2006, the Stanford-trained engineer teamed up with Nicolas Brousson, a fellow student at INSEAD Business School. They invested €10,000 each to buy and power up an existing car-sharing website that connected travellers and drivers. After several years, they realised their business model was causing headaches. Some passengers were booking trips, but not showing up. Drivers began to lose faith and would double book, resulting in mistrust from potential passengers that could threaten the whole system. The time had come to offer credit card transactions, with a penalty for the no-shows, in exchange for a fee of around 15%. To succeed, the company needs a critical mass of users, which it has achieved in France, Spain and Belgium. In other countries, such as Turkey and Russia, where BlaBlaCar kicked off operations earlier this year, it doesn't charge a fee yet, but the idea is to quickly shift to the paying model. BlaBlaCar was originally called covoiturage.fr, simply the French word for carpooling. But its founders changed the name to BlaBlaCar to ease international expansion with a non-French brand they could own. The name stems from the realization that in-car chattiness was an important part of the experience. The company requires users to create a profile describing their car and a series of personal characteristics, such as tolerance to pets, smoking habits, and the gift of the gab, from blah to blah blah to blah blah blah.